Vitamin D. It's an easy vitamin to supplement. In the pandemic, we heard a lot about vitamin D and immunity. I've been tracking a lot of low vitamin D's in my clients in the past few weeks, and again, it came up, so I thought it would be an important topic to talk to you about and give you an idea of where I look at vitamin D and with my clients what we're focused on. It's not always immunity where it has a role, but there's so many other functions and reasons we want to make sure we have enough vitamin D. So if you want to learn more, tune into this episode. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. All right, and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with myself, Kathy Richards, RT. As usual, I think I've been a bit inconsistent with the episodes lately, but my practice is currently booked out until the new year, so I'm just, trying to keep up, and my kids have sports now on the ice at least four times a week, so that keeps me busy as well. So I wanted to bring an important discussion to you today about vitamin D. And, I started an episode, I can see, a few weeks ago on vitamin D, and then I didn't finish and I didn't press publish because I was still trying to formulate, what I wanted to share with you about vitamin D, because it is a vitamin that does so many vital processes for the body. But today it came up again in a client session. So I thought, okay, universe, I'm ready. I'm going to go in and talk about vitamin D. And it kept showing up in my inbox in the last few weeks as well. But here's a prime example. Commonly in Canada, where I'm located, I'll have clients that might take vitamin D through the winter. Then we get to summer and they think, okay, I'm good. There's sun. I'm outside. I'm going to get vitamin D. But I'm telling you, I've seen 14 vitamin D deficiencies just in the last 2 weeks. And that's not even all my clients. That's just the ones where we've been checking it for some reason. So it's not covered by health insurance where I live. It's a $30 or $35 fee. But quite often, I'm having clients ask to have it checked, or I'm asking their practitioner to order that blood work, because we're looking at it for a specific reason, okay? So a symptom that they've shared, or I'm digging in a bit deeper. Today it came up, and it was a great example of winter versus summer. So in March of 2023, my client's vitamin D level in their blood was 77, okay? So the vitamin D levels in the blood can range from 76 nanomoles per liter to 250 nanomoles per liter. The naturopathic clinic that I work at as well, Ottawa Integrative Health Center, the practitioners there aim for 150 to 200. So specifically in that situation, I was looking at a client that was pregnant and trying to give them their healthiest pregnancy, because in pregnancy, it's one of the key times for us as females to make sure we've got enough calcium and vitamin D, right, to continue to support our bones. Because if, we're low on calcium, the baby will take that from us. But vitamin D has lots of roles in pregnancy. But this particular individual had 77 lab work in March. So technically, depending on the practitioner reading it, it's over 76, so it's sufficient. Then they went through the summer and they stopped supplementation. I think they were supplementing 2,000 international units a day previous to that, but it wasn't consistent in any way. They came out in October of 2023, so we've gone through, Canadian summer, and their vitamin D level is at 49. So their practitioner flagged it. Yep, exactly what I would do as well. Then they made the recommendation for 1,000 international units a day to get their level up. That is going to be a long time for that 1,000 IUs a day to get that level up. In North America, routinely I'm recommending in Canada 2,000 international units a day year round for adults, and that's just to maintain our level. Now, that being said, I did have a client earlier this week who had a deficiency. I think it was 25, which is really low. They had supplemented at the recommendation of their provider, I think only 1,000 IUs per day, and it had come up to maybe 85 or something, I can't remember, but it had taken months. So, other things that impact our body's ability to make vitamin D, the pigment in our skin, right? So, if we have darker skin, then our vitamin D needs are going to be higher just to maintain, and especially to treat deficiency because we can't factor in that sun. And in Canada, we're too far from the equator. Anywhere north of Atlanta, we're really too far from the equator to depend on the sunlight to give us that vitamin D. But the body is cool, and I say this probably at least once a day to someone. The body is cool, how it keeps us safe and all these things for stress. But it's cool with vitamin D too, because there's a regulatory process that happens. So if you have the correct blood levels and you go out and you're in the sun, your body won't produce more vitamin D because it recognizes that you have the correct levels. Okay, so I hope I've convinced you at this point that vitamin D is, really variable. Even in summer in Canada, we can't get enough. Even if we think we're outside, we need to be supplementing year-round. And this is why. Vitamin D and depression. Okay, so researchers have found that many people who have depression also have low levels of circulating vitamin D. So you can see that there could be a link there. And I've seen it in some of the with some of the practitioners I work with, they've seen it as well. Once they get that patient's vitamin D or that client's vitamin D level optimized, they'll see reduced depression symptoms, and they're feeling a lot better with anxiety as well. Okay, so and that's getting that blood level up to 150, 200. There's also research to show that postpartum depression, which happens after we give birth, is another thing that can be helped by having adequate vitamin D levels. Okay, and one of the symptoms of vitamin D deficiency is low energy. So as soon as we get vitamin D on board, with a lot of my clients, as soon as it's on board for a few weeks, they'll notice that their energy is better. We can see anxiety improved, and we can see the symptoms of depression improved as well. So then they looked at, they did do some major studies, which we didn't see as much improvement with vitamin D, but it's an easy, inexpensive supplement as a, as a way to try to help yourself for that energy, level as well. Other things that vitamin D has a role with is irritable bowel syndrome. So a lot of my practice, especially post-pandemic, has been helping support people with IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. And there's lots of different modes that we can do that in, but vitamin D status is another thing that I'll think about when I'm working with those clients. If there's a vitamin D deficiency, sometimes if we increase the level of vitamin D, their symptoms for IBS will improve. Okay? So I'm not saying there's a cure, but there's definitely a link with vitamin D and IBS as well. So if we can get that level up and it's an inexpensive way to do it, then we can see if that helps with those symptoms as well. It could be, They're not sure why it's shown that people that have IBS tend to have lower levels of vitamin D circulating. But it could be because people with IBS avoid dairy products that are fortified with vitamin D. They may not be eating as much fatty fish. Those are really the only two food sources of vitamin D that we'll, be able to take, and they're not high enough. And that's why this deficiency is happening. So if you look at IBS, it's an easy, inexpensive test to do in Canada. Like I said, it's about $30, $35. But that's where a lot of the gastroenterologists are going to look at that. And if they can help improve that status, improve those symptoms, then we can see an inexpensive way to support our clients. So it's not going to help everyone, but checking vitamin D, supplementing, universally everyone supplementing 2,000 IUs per day, depending where you live, how far you are from the equator. And then we can see improvement for mental health, general well-being, immune function, bone health, which we've known, cancer, heart health. There's also a role for vitamin D. But specifically with a lot of my clients, it's that gut health as well. So then another question I'll get about vitamin D supplement is, is sometimes it's combined with vitamin K. And why does that happen and why do we see that? So the benefits of vitamin D are broad and well supported by medical literature. There's lots of research. But if we have long-term high-dose vitamin D supplementation on its own, it can drive unfavorable stiffening of the arteries, kidney stones, and calcification of soft tissues. So you can take an easy-to-absorb high-dose vitamin D, pair it with a bioactive vitamin K, which helps it get utilized where needed, but not calcifying in the soft tissues. So that's why you'll see vitamins D and K combined together. They also both have a function in bone health, arterial health. So again, to prevent that calcification, the vitamin K goes along with the vitamin D, but also to help with the immune system and keep that in balance, right? So that would be why picking a vitamin D supplement that has a vitamin K in there to support it as well is a good idea. And why is vitamin D important for that mental health aspect? Vitamin D is an antioxidant, right? So, often if there's, if you look at the pathophysiology of mood disorders, there's some kind of oxidative stress or inflammation happening. So it makes sense that vitamin D can help in improving the symptoms of those mood disorders, right? But the levels, need to be followed. So if you're taking high doses of vitamin D, I would suggest that you have that level, checked on a routine basis and then adjust accordingly. But again, the range is 76 nanomoles per liter up to 250 nanomoles per liter. So we see a huge fluctuation in that level as well. The other thing that I wanted to point out was the importance of vitamin D in pregnancy. I was working with a patient on their diet during pregnancy today, but vitamin D has a big role in the absorption and metabolism of calcium and phosphorus. So if you're looking at vitamin D, you can look at all those other things, but sorry, I got cut off there. Someone came to the door. That's life, right? So, vitamin D during pregnancy. So we know, I've already talked about how vitamin D, there's lots of research to support its role in immune function, healthy cell division, bone health. It's needed for the absorption and metabolism of calcium and phosphorus, right? So there's a lot of studies that have been finding a connection between low serum vitamin D levels and an increased risk of certain types of cancer, autoimmune disease, neurological disease, insulin resistance, and cardiovascular disease, right? So then when we look at pregnancy, you want it to be on board to help with that healthy bone development, right? And there's also a link with deficiency in vitamin D in pregnancy and increased risk of preeclampsia. So that is not something that we want to deal with during pregnancy. So if you look at your prenatal vitamin, it's very, or if you take a multivitamin, it's very unlikely that you'll be getting the right dose of vitamin D. So again, for the average person, I would recommend 2,000 international units a day in Canada year round, and then we have to supplement higher to get the levels up often. If you're a female and you're pregnant, there was a recent study that showed women taking 4,000 international units of vitamin D daily had the best benefit in preventing preterm labor, birth, and infection complications. The study confirmed that vitamin D at that level was not only safe for you and the baby, but now they recommend that dosage for all pregnant women. And that's taken from the American Pregnancy Association guidelines, which they've been sharing. So that is one thing to have on board if you're having a pregnancy. We want to get that vitamin D level up as well. So there's so many benefits to getting adequate vitamin D. It's one of, the least expensive ways to help ourselves. It's one of, it's an inexpensive supplement to take, but you can see when it's not in that target zone that we can have lots of consequences of that. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope you have vitamin D on board year round if you live anywhere north of Atlanta. If you live in other parts of the world, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, reach out to me, Kathy at KathyRichardsRD.com, and I'm happy to give you some feedback depending on where you live. But my friend in Australia previously had a vitamin D deficiency as well, and you would think, living where there's sun more often most of the year, that that wouldn't occur, but it did. All right, so hopefully that was helpful, and I will talk to you guys soon. If you know someone that could benefit from this, feel free to share it. And if you want to tag me on Instagram, I'm always happy to see who's been listening to my episodes. Thanks again. Have a great day. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.